somewhat rusted. Ron, how are you?
I was going to say, did you get any decompressing done here the past couple of days?
Yeah, I didn't leave the house on Sunday. Well, I started downtown on Sunday, but once I got to the house, I didn't leave the house. But yeah, we're decompressing and catching up on all the work and getting ready for more different things this week and in the coming weeks. So lots and lots of activities coming up, and you know the numbers for this past expo and Unbound finish line party were fantastic. Over that 3-day period, we had over 26,000 visitors. Just under 18,000 attended the finish line party activities, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But you were talking about fluffy cows. We were telling the riders, don't be scared of the heifers and steers out there, but if you see battle cattle, stay away.
Yes. Sound advice is always from Main Street.
There you go.
That is
you're not going to bunny hop that. lots of different things that are coming up. We have the Jigsaw Jam that's coming up on June 11th from 5:30 to 8. This is those competitive puzzle competitions that are all the rage right now. We're working with Trox and the Lyon County History Center on that. I think there's a couple of spots that are available. So if you haven't signed up, do so right now, because once it's full, it's full. There are pride celebrations throughout the month that are listed on our website. The parade is June 22nd at 6 p.m. Of course, next week there will be the PDGA Masters Worlds, and we'll have the Bars and Pars pub crawl. That'll be June 14th from 5 to 11 p.m. You can check out that information on EmporiaMainStreet.com, along with kind of a listing of those participating businesses in the Fourth Avenue activities that will be occurring. Happy to announce that National Main Street accredited Emporia Main Street again this year. It was a much more intense process, so we appreciate all the volunteers and businesses working with us on that process, and that will make us eligible for some additional resources for business support. So we're excited for that. And then just yesterday, we were honored by Network Kansas with a Regional Resource Award. So we were happy that some of the different things that we're doing in Emporia through Emporia Main Street are being emulated by other communities, and always happy to help the region, you know, implement some of those different strategies to help their own individual downtowns and cities as a whole.
You are a shining star, Casey Woods. There is no doubt about that. And you mentioned coming off just another great, great Unbound Gravel event. And I know they were talking prior to this year's event that they were looking at the economic impact of last year's event, well over $5 million. I would suspect, Casey, it'll probably top that this year, wouldn't you suspect?
I would suspect. Usually, I think the state model is visitors have, I think it's a $254 impact per visitor per day. So when you think of how many people were
here, as you mentioned earlier.
Well, I mean, when you've got Germany and Denmark and Japan in the house, New Zealand hitting Emporia, the impact is pretty substantial.
Yeah, the morning show abacus can't even handle that number here this morning. Well, good work as always, Casey. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us here, KVOE, live and local. Nice to have you tuned in here on a Wednesday morning.
The other day, we were on a walk, and my 5-year-old son couldn't help but comment on the state of